You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I am due for an eye examination. I got to go see the eye doctor. I'm past due, actually. So got to do the whole, you know, checkup where they look at your retina and blow the air in your eye or whatever now and do the glasses. And so I booked the appointment. But here's the thing. I've been seeing the same eye doctor. What are they called? Ophthalmologist?
Yeah, optometrist,
whatever.
Eye doctor.
For like a decade. So she knows me and she knows my eyes. Here's the thing, though. She's booked like 3 months out right now, so I can't get in to see her, even though I'm past due. So I called in and they're like, hey, listen, you know, she's booked up, but great news for you. We just hired a new eye doctor. And so we would like to sign you up with her and mm-hmm. we'll get you in right away. I was like, okay. So I signed up with the new eye doctor, and then I went online and started reading about the new eye doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't even started yet at this place,
okay,
and she's fresh out to college. So she's like,
good.
What, 27, 28, fresh face, super excited. She loves dogs. You know, it's got the whole bio mm-hmm. on there. I'm going to cancel.
Why?
I don't want the new doctor.
Why?
Fresh out of college, first eye doctor
gig. She's not doing open heart surgery on you.
No, but
she's an eye doctor.
Like book smarts and stuff right now, but she doesn't have the real life eye experience. And I want to make sure I'm, you know, she's seeing everything that she needs to see, doing the right thing. I don't want to be the first in line with the new eye doctor.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking
about.
She's
an eye doctor. Yeah, but
I want fresh out of college.
Look, don't get me wrong. One of my neighbors, you know, here in Colorado, Paige, he's a very well-established eye. I love eye doctors. They do great work.
I'm not belittling eye doctors. I just don't want a new one.
I'm doing a disclaimer for what I'm about
okay,
to say.
All right.
So I have mad respect for eye doctors.
Yes.
However, like I said, they're not cutting into your body and taking something out. They're having you look through a little device.
One, two.
Right. One,
three,
two,
four.
One, two. Which one looks better? And then they take a pen and they make a note. All right. He likes setting two. And that's all they're doing.
No, but there's more to that. They've got those machines that read everything and then they do
yes.
the thing now where you press your eye against that machine
yes.
and it takes a picture of your
and
retina.
And the machine reads it.
Yeah, but then she's got to go in and really look at it. Like my normal doctor, she puts it on a screen, changes colors.
I cannot get on. I cannot get on board with you canceling this because she has not read the machine before.
I just don't want to be the newbie when it comes to your eyes. I want somebody with experience, somebody that knows me.
No.
You're such a big talker. Who was it? You that wouldn't have the newbie come draw your blood?
Different.
Not different.
Totally different.
Not different.
Totally different. And I was going to offer that
newbie.
Story.
It was a newbie and
when
you said
I was,
no.
When I was getting blood drawn, you know, just for an checkup.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the place, one of those blood draw places or whatever. And they said, if you don't mind, this is Charles and this is his very first day. You're his first person. I go, I'm his first? And she said, yeah.
What did you say?
She goes, would you rather I do it? And I go, yeah. Right in front of Charles. I said, no offense, buddy. And the other, you know, tech laughed. She goes, no, I totally understand. She goes, I probably'd be the same way.
Oh, so it's okay for you.
Blood, a needle in your vein is different than
easy,
you looking through.
Easy compared
oh, really?
To the intricate workings of an eye, and you want to make sure that it's done right?
Yeah.
Versus, I got a little poke in the arm.
It ain't just a little poke in the arm. I don't want a newbie trying to find a vein.
It's not that hard. You put the strap on and it pops up. Boom, you're in, you're out.
Listen, so we're obviously different. You would be totally happy with someone jabbing something into your
poke
body.
Poke me all day long wherever you want to poke me. I'm fine. But
I don't believe
eyes?
You.
Robin just wrote in and said, stop being a weenie.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up, Robin. I'm not being a weenie.
These doctors come out of school.
I'm happy she's got a job, and I'm happy that she's going to get some great experience from some other customers before she sees my eyes.
I would love for an optometrist, ophthalmologist, whatever to call.
An eye doctor.
An eye doctor to call, because they would tell you. Once they come out of school, and besides, if she had a question, she'd walk down the hall to the big one and say, does this look good to you? I don't think there would be a problem.
I want somebody to walk down the hall with a question. I want them to know.
You're a big baby.
That's an awkward situation with her, with me sitting there going, you know what? She's like, I gotta walk down the hall and see, ask him what I'm looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what I'm looking at.
Jeremy wants to cancel an appointment with an eye doctor because he found out she's brand new out of...
She's fresh.
Yeah, is it out of college or out of residency? Somebody was
That's
asking.
The thing.
It would have
know.
To be residency.
I mean, it would
probably
have to be residency. And, you know, multiple messages are coming in about that she's seen, you know, probably hundreds of people already.
Yeah.
But she's what's got, she's, a couple hundred more just to make sure she's doing good?
Seth brought up a good point. He says she's probably fresher on everything that is book related. And she might even know more than the actual optometrist who's in there, who might have seen a lot of people, but is doing stuff from like 30 years ago.
No, they keep
up. Yeah.
My lady goes to conferences and all sorts of stuff.
So. Nicole wrote in, because I was saying, I was giving Jeremy crap, and yet I don't want somebody who's never drawn blood before. I don't want to be their first person to stick me with a needle. And Nicole says, as someone who recently learned how to do blood draws, they are totally, in all caps, totally different. But she says, just give the new doc 2 or 3 months and they'll probably be great.
But just go ahead, another two. See, and that's the thing. I mean, just another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months maybe, and then I'll give her a shot next time. Because, I mean, that gives you a chance to see if she sticks around, too, you know? I mean, in 6 months, they'll know if she's any good or not.
Sandy from Fort Collins says, hey, Dom, I let newbies stick me. I'm an easy stick. If they can't hit my vein first try, they shouldn't be in the business. And I wrote back. I'm like, well, then I'm grateful for people like you.
Yeah.
You go first. You first. You know, and somebody else wrote it. I mean, we're getting a ton of text messages on this. For whether it's the eye doctor or a needle sticker or anything like that, that there will always be people who don't mind being the first. Like,
correct.
I wouldn't, like, you wouldn't, look, you and I are in a perfect position. You wouldn't mind being the first one getting stuck with a needle.
I'd be fine with
I
it.
Wouldn't mind being the first little one for poke. The eye doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just have to go with each other, hold hands, go to each appointment.
I'll check my prescription while they'll check your prescription while they draw my blood.
Yeah.
Richard wrote in, says, fishing for a vein to take blood is way worse than the puff of air. And I disagree, Richard. I mean, that puff of air is freaky, and if she's got to do it 4 or 5 six times,
and what I'm saying, see, is a lot of the new eye doctors don't even do the puff
a lot of
air.
Them don't. For some reason, mine still does
because they've got new machines that they don't have to do that anymore.
They and see, mine has the new machines, but I think they just do it for fun now. Just
they might
to freak
do it
people
because
out.
They're sadists.
Isn't it the worst thing ever? You're sitting there and you start to kind of like shake because you know it's coming, and it's like pah, and
you know
hits
what?
You.
They might get a read on you in your first few minutes, and if you're really cool, then they bypass that. But if you're a pain in the arse, they'll be like, let's give him the wind blast in the eyeball.
We're doing the pee on this guy.
Joe says, you have got to be kidding. It takes more skill to draw blood than to look at your eyes.
No, it doesn't. Like I said, the eyes are much more intricate than just finding a vein and sticking a piece of metal in it. She's gone through a billion years of med school training. You are fine, says Hot Angela.
Sue says the same thing. Says she's done 4 years post-BA. So she goes, I'm sure she knows what she's doing.
And again, I'm not like belittling her or anything like that. I know there's
a kind of are.
I'm not. I'm just
kind of saying that she sucks at her job, and you haven't even given her a chance yet.
All saying that.
What if she turned out to be the best eye doctor of all time?
Then I'll see her in 6 months when she's had a little more experience.
That was going to be my next question. How long does she have to do it?
I have been going to this same eye doctor since I was a child. So a very long time. So if she's there for 6 months to a year, I will trust their decision and trust that she's in, you know, good hands and doing a good job. So I'll have no problem in 6 months probably going to see her. Or a year. The eye exams are once a year. So in a year, I'll be fine.
Jade says, keep the appointment and then just get a second opinion.
So I should book back-to-back appointments. I'll see her and then be like, no offense, but now can I see my regular doctor?
I just want to see if you
see how
know
far
what,
off you were.
I need to see if you know what you're doing.
My prescription was way off.
Oh my God, that is funny. Don't cancel. Why don't you do me a big favor?
It's already on my to-do list today. I am going to cancel.
But take it off your to-do list.
I don't want to. I'm going to do it. And
you are such a creature of habit. If you cannot get your regular eye doctor,
yes,
then you just...
Wouldn't it be like that with like your regular doctor, too? Like
I've
known you for years. I want
to
see my regular doctor who knows my history.
I go to new doctors all the time.
Yeah.
Doctors are doctors.
Different strokes for different folks, man.
Don't be so afraid. It's just your eyeballs.
If you were going in for a vasectomy, would you want to have the person they just hired right out of college?
Now, that's a good point. You got me there. But I'm the one.
I've done residency.
But I'm the one making the argument that it's different things. I said if there's a needle or a blade
incision
cutting into me, I want somebody who is, but an eye doctor is not cutting into you.
No, but again, it's one of the most complex organs on your body. I want somebody that has some experience. The vasectomy is a minor cut and one tube that you gotta...
Yeah, but one...
Easy, you can do that with your eyes closed.
Yeah, but one sneeze at the wrong time.
They give you a clothespin, actually, when you go in to, for both of you to put on your nose so neither one of you sneeze. It's part of the procedure. All right. Thank you for all the messages and texts. Y'all make me laugh.
You're the best.
We love you guys.